Okay, we know you're thinking about turkey and football games, but this will give you something to talk about over dinner other than politics when the family comes. Cyber Monday last year made the leap from a large shopping day to a frenzy that can be called huge.
In 2010, there was a measure in the United States of $1 billion of commerce on Cyber Monday online. In 2011, it went up 25% to $1.25 billion in one 24-hour period.
Larry Thompson, Associate Director for UTSA, Center for Infrastructure Assurance and Security, says the biggest mistake shoppers make are believing that an offer is too good to be true or giving out too much information. And when sending credit card info over the internet, he says there's a way to make sure that the payment site is encrypted.
You should see that little lock. And when you're on a website, you want to see HTTPS.
Both are necessary. Thompson said if a site has an HTTPS address, but there is no icon of a padlock, usually to the right of the address bar, the seller might not be legitimate. Thompson also warned against using debit cards to make online purchases.
The little MasterCard symbol on my debit card doesn't do anything to protect me?
No, it does not. Because if you do a transfer from your bank account, the money's gone. Your bank, with the debit card, which is in essence a transfer from your actual money. If you do that and the money goes outside of the United States, it's gone.
And if you're doing a lot of shopping, check your accounts against a handwritten or other records of what you bought.
Are you suggesting that I write down all my purchases on a piece of paper?
Absolutely. And actually easier now. Whenever you buy something, it'll come up with a receipt. Print out the receipt. And if you're not near a printer when you're doing it, then yes, take it out a piece of paper and write it down.
CIAS, which is a National Center of Academic Excellence designated by the Department of Homeland Security and the NSA, teaches computer security to governments, corporations, small businesses, NGOs, and individuals. Last week, the educators taught a course to residents and small business owners here in San Antonio. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.